Kathy Atunas, a spokesperson for Sarasota Citizens for Responsible Government, called the redo meeting a charade. Atunas read a list of reasons why her group brought along an 18-foot inflatable rat to prove their point.
On January 26, 2010, the county attorney advised the Sarasota County Commission to hold one more public meeting on the stadium contract as part of a legal strategy to get a court to say that the baseball negotiations were legal. Our question, how can the Sarasota County Commission possibly redo in a few hours what required nearly 2 years to complete? Inside this building, the commissioners will try to convince the public and a judge that they can fit 10 pounds of potatoes into a teacup. We smell a rat in the redo meeting.
Sarasota Citizens for Responsible Government sued in late December when the county and city tried to issue a total of $26 million in construction bonds to build a new baseball stadium. The lawsuit had stopped the bonds from being issued until a judge resolves accusations that county officials violated Florida Sunshine Law by negotiating with the team in secret. Claims have appeared in the local newspapers that Sarasota Citizens for Responsible Government is working to ruin baseball in Sarasota. But board member Jim Lample, who claims to be a fan, says this is really about big business.
We attended almost every meeting that concerned the stadium discussions for the last 2 years. The information that we had, the studies all prove, reputable studies all prove that public subsidy of stadiums is a money loser and a net loss to the community. We've been stating that, and among other facts and testimony, and the county commission has been continuously dismissing anything that didn't support their agenda.
Roy Sorensen, a business agent for the Stagehands Union in Sarasota, was holding tie-downs for the giant blow-up rat. He said there are better things the county can do with this money other than build a new stadium when one already exists.
First of all, it's a violation of the county charter to spend over $20 million without a referendum. We feel that that whole process has been tainted by how they're funding the $31 million. We feel that more money should be spent on the arts. We have a lot of opportunities here in Sarasota to promote the local arts groups. All of them are struggling right now. They all need financial help. I think that the $31 million would be better spent bolstering up their finances.
The county has asked Sarasota Citizens for Responsible Government what it would take to settle their lawsuit, but refused to comply when the answer was a referendum. Antunes claims the county is choosing to go ahead with something without asking the voters first. She said the real cost is what the county won't be able to do while paying off the 30-year debt, and other viable options on how to provide baseball exist.
I think in the comprehensive plan, there's a North County Recreation Center plan, and I see no reason why the Baltimore Orioles cannot partner with the county, drop some of their ridiculous demands for skyboxes, which only serve to increase their revenue. I don't see why taxpayers should fund skyboxes. I think we should be funding that North County Recreation Center, integrating the stadium into that plan, and having the community really have access to our community asset. Right now, the Orioles will control everything if this contract stands.
Inside the county building, Orioles lawyer Ellen Rifkin quoted from the Kevin Costner movie Field of Dreams, saying the baseball team in Sarasota are creating the finest spring training facility in the major leagues. Outside, Antunes continued to recite her list.
The county commission feels that voting in public is the same as deliberating in public. It is not. Sarasota citizens have a right to witness our government's deliberative process. Today's hearing is an insult to the intelligence of county voters. It is an admission of guilt. This cure is no remedy. This cure preserves the status quo.
We smell a rat.
Sarasota County Commissioners did not respond to our request for further comment. Reporting from Sarasota for WMNF News, I'm Virginia Hoffman.